If you would, turn with me in the scriptures to Revelation in chapter 9. And Revelation chapter 9, and reading verses 1 through 21, the whole chapter in Revelation chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9, verse 1. These are the words of the Lord. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. And out of the smoke locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth, or any green thing, or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth. And they had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. They had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men 5 months, and they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, or their sorceries, or their sexual immorality, or their thefts. Those are God's words. Revelation 9. We had last Lord's Day. We had 2 Lord's Days ago. Now we had the opening of the 7th seal. And that introduced the first 4 trumpets sounding. That began describing for us the time where there was the rise of the Antichrist and the papacy. And now we come to the 5th and 6th trumpets here in chapter 9. Again, not going into too much detail about all of what everything here means, but just generally looking at those things described along with these 2 trumpets. Of course, during this time, after the papacy came about, And we look through history after the early church. There were many people were put to death by various plagues. Many others failed to repent of their sins and idolatry and their murders and their adulteries. And our God would hold them guilty before the throne at the right time. And beloved, remember, despite what has happened in history, our Lord remains faithful and just and good and holy. And He is victorious. That's the message of Revelation, that Christ is victorious. But the wicked are judged. And that's what this chapter really talks about or reminds us from history. Even as we look back to like the medieval times. Let's pray. Our Father, we give You praise and we're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful that just as we learned in Daniel, so here in Revelation, You are revealing things about what has happened in the world so far. All to give us hope in Christ, our King who sits on the throne. Knowing that we will be rescued from this evil world. We will be resurrected in our bodies. And even at the moment of our death, our souls be raised up in glory and immediately become perfect in holiness. All these things we have in Jesus Christ. But for the wicked, it is not so. For the wicked, they will be raised to dishonor and be judged to an eternity of torment. Just as similar words described here describe that eternal judgment of the fires and the brimstone. And so, Father, we ask that You would give us great warning here and turn us from our sins. And cause us to love You in all things. Our Father, we give You praise for this congregation. We're thankful that You've brought us about. You've gathered us together even this evening. I do ask that You would be with Arian, who's not feeling well, and others who are not able to be here this evening. We're thankful for Dale being here, the Lindsays being here as well. And Father, we ask that You would grant to us Your mercy, Your grace, to build us up in the faith that was once for all delivered. And we would always consider and remember the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That this would spur us on and encourage us to turn from our sins and turn unto You. This evening we ask that You would be with those congregations that we heard about in Sabbath school, especially those who are in need of a minister of the gospel. We ask that You would provide for them, like in Casper, Wyoming, with Denison, here close to us. Knowing that they are having a man come and candidate a second time in February or March, I forget. But You know, Lord, pray that that would go well. And they would call that man, if it be Your will. Father, we ask that You be with Columbia. You would provide a minister for them who might lead them, along with elders, at least at the beginning, with the presbytery. And from among them You would raise up more elders. Father, we give You praise for the work that You're beginning in Oklahoma City and ask that You would provide elders there as well as a pastor from among at least the two candidates that I've heard of, Ramesh and Garrett. That You would see that the congregation there would call the man that you desire. Of course, they will. And we give you praise for that. Father, we pray for that work in Houston. As a few families are interested in to be in RPCNA Church, we ask that you would bring that about soon for their good, so they won't have to travel long distances or even worship in congregations that are perhaps against their conscience in worship. And so, Father, we also ask that you would be with those congregations who are small, struggling, even as a church plant in San Antonio. We think of our own and the Wyoming congregations, the congregation in Denison, Clay Center, Wichita. We pray for Joe Allen as we continue to pray for him. We're thankful for his son, Boaz, being able to come home from the hospital yesterday. And thankful that everything is okay there. We pray for the Clarinda congregation and others, Father, that you know of that are struggling in numbers and their finances as well. That you would provide and you would bring about a great harvest from amongst the communities they are in and we are in. That the gospel would go forth boldly and with success, as you know that you tell us that the fields are white for harvest. We pray that you would send laborers to go out into the fields. And Father, we ask that you would keep raising up those interested in evangelizing in our congregation. Father, above all things, we ask that you would make us to be those who love you and who bow the knee to Christ in all things, for he is the head and king of the church, our Savior and Lord. We pray in his name. Amen. Amen.